ultimately to write this piece was after serious introspection, thinking about my country, thinking of where we are going, and the quietness that has prevailed in the country since the elections. It's very difficult for someone to prescribe their own medicine. In Shona, when you are part of the leadership, and maybe you might be seeing the wrongs and good things, you might still be wrong, because people perceive them different. And politics is about perception. And as long as the public is prepared to say this is what you should do, and also the internal structures are prepared to look at themselves and say, what did we do right, what did we do wrong, it will help. The biggest problem I have is for leadership to lie to the community. The leadership must be honest. Wherever you go, international law, where democracy prevails, people, when they see they are failing, they step down. Especially when they think that they've not helped the situation.
Is there any discussion in your party about this issue of leadership, which seems to have caught media attention?
There's been talk. I think you hear people talking, but there is no real discussion. The best way to treat gossip is to open it to the public. If there is nothing that is coming in leadership change, it will come out from the people to say, you are crazy, there is nothing like that. Just do it this way.
Are you confident in the current leadership of your party, Mr. Mdzuri?
I have confidence in the leadership, and I have confidence that MDC is not short of leadership, which means we need to be assessed the way we are. I might be confident, but the public might not be confident. Why I'm saying that? There are areas where you find that Harare did not vote in full. We only got less than 500,000 votes in Harare. I don't know what that means. Is that a vote of no confidence from Harare? So the debate must be open.
But what we have seen in most parties, not only in Zimbabwe, but in some African countries too, people might say they want leadership renewal, but when it comes to congresses, they don't challenge their leaders. Do you think someone can actually stand up in the MDC and throw their hat in the ring?
That's why I say there is need for debate. You see, we tend to hide behind the things that might not happen. That's why I'm giving several scenarios to say, maybe Shona says that Muna Zwar no good armies at Ranyura. That is Shona. And so if we are talking of democratic processes and whatever we are doing, we should be able to say, Kwanyura Zwar can't transact.
The late Edson Mudadirwa Zobo used to say that every politician harbors presidential aspirations, and there's nothing wrong with that. Do you have those ambitions, Mr. Mdzuri?
No. I don't have any such ambitions. I will only tell you one thing, that anyone who harbors ambitions without being called by the people is looking at themselves in the mirror.